In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, today I'm just going to be speaking just a simple little message that we always need to hear. Now, if you don't need to hear it, I do. So, would you just give me the pleasure of saying it? I'm looking at Luke 12. And Jesus said unto his disciples, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what you shall eat, or for your body, what you shall put on. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes." Oh yeah, take no thought. Take no thought. I'm going to tell you, if you seek first the kingdom of God, you'll find the clothes you need. You'll find the food you need. And you'll even find it on sale. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, take no thought about the car that you're driving in. Take no thought. You know, we went to Syracuse, and all these people have all these beautiful cars. And you know what? I really enjoyed sitting in them. I really enjoyed sitting in them. But you know what? My automobile goes from point A to point B. And you know, if I wanted one, I could have one. But take no thought about things like that. As long as the car is safe and gets you where you want to go, and hopefully good on gasoline, take no thought. When I saw these automobiles, I said, "This is a beautiful automobile." And to drive in it was like driving on the air. So beautiful. And I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them when they drove me from point A to point B. You know, take no thought. Take no thought. Don't worry about it. And then Jesus says, "Look at the birds, for they neither sow nor reap. They neither have storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them all. How much more important are you than the birds?" Go look at the birds. Well, I'm going to tell you, we have seagulls and we go to the beach. And I go, no, I don't, but I have all this old stuff, you know, that we bring to the seagulls, and they see Robert walking to the beach, and they follow him. And Robert puts the stuff down, and before he can walk away, the seagulls are there devouring all the stuff that we bring. The Lord cares for the seagulls. I'm going to tell you, they don't need us either. They know how to fish. They know where the fish are. Look at the birds of the air. God provides for them. That's right. Are you not more important than they? Like, let's have some reasoning, but you've got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over into the fold of your garments. And I think that's the problem. The problem is, we think of the things that we need, the bills I need to pay. But the Lord says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Alleluia, alleluia. Yeah, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You have no fear. You have no fear, no anxiety, no worrying. And if you have a problem, go look at the birds. And then say to the Father, Father, you take care of these birds. I'm seeking the kingdom. You've got to take care of me. But am I seeking the kingdom of God first? You know what Jesus says, just lines later. But rather seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Listen to the next line. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you a kingdom, to give you the kingdom. And this kingdom is unshakable. Hallelujah. But you see, the problem isn't that we don't have, the problem is that we don't seek first his righteousness and his kingdom. Because he promises everything will be added unto you. And I know that to be true. When I do not seek the kingdom, God just shuts off the hose. That's right. The water doesn't flow. The glory doesn't come. When I don't seek the kingdom, everything is so difficult. Seek first the kingdom, and I'll give you enough strength for today. You'll have no worries, because if you seek me first and the kingdom of God, everything's going to be added unto you. You'll have the right clothes. You know, they might not be designer clothes, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, my mother would go to Filene's basement, and she would dress her children up, and we would look better than any of the kids in school for a buck. For a buck. You know, we didn't need to have designer sneakers or designer shirts. My mother wouldn't let us have them anyway. Now everybody's got to have these things, you know. Their sneakers have to have lights on them and all this foolishness. I'm just going to tell you, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And you know, you give to your kids what you can afford, not what you cannot afford. You don't overindulge your children. It doesn't do any good. You give to your children what you can afford, not what you can't afford. You do not go into debt because you've got to make sure your children are dressed like everybody else. Give me a break. Give me a break. I am so sick of followers and so sick that there are so few leaders. Then he says, and which of you by taking thought can add 1 inch or 1 cubit to your height? Can a little guy, by worrying about his height, make himself an inch taller? I don't think so. And if then you're not able to do such a little thing, why are you worried about the rest? If you can't add 1 inch to your stature, why are you worried about the rest of the things? You're not in control. Then it says, now look at the lilies. Look at the lilies, how they grow. They don't toil. They don't spin. Yet I say to you, Solomon, in all of his splendor, was not arrayed like one of these. Well, there aren't too many lilies we can look at, or too many flowers we can look at, because the weather has been awful. But pretty soon, we'll be able to look at them, and we'll be able to say, look at how God clothes all these beautiful flowers. Will he not much more clothe me? Not only with the physical things that I need, but with the spiritual things that I need, with the presence of God, with everything that I need. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. And if you don't believe it, go have a looking party. Go look at the birds of the air. Go look at the flowers of the field and see how the Lord does things. Are you not more important than they? Are you not the one that Jesus shed his blood for? Did he not go to the cross for you? Did he not die so that you might live? Did he not die so that you might have eternal life? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm not telling you you're going to designer clothes or designer automobiles or designer food, but you know you'll have enough. You'll have enough. I want to tell you that my mother used to tell us the story, you know, when she lived in the Depression, that they would go dancing and, you know, and they'd come home at 1 o'clock in the morning and they didn't have much food. You know, there was no meat because they couldn't buy it. But you know what they had? They had oil and they had garlic and they had pasta. And she would say, at 1 o'clock in the morning, we'd boil the water and we'd make macaroni with oil and garlic. Aglio olio, she said, and it tasted so good. It tastes so good. So there wasn't steak, not even hot dogs. But what they had, they enjoyed. Now we have people, you know, putting their nose up. I'm not going to eat that. I don't like that. Well, too bad. I cooked it. You eat it. See, we're all so spoiled. Who do we think we are? Who do we think we are? What are we raising these days? You know? What are we raising these days? We ate what was set before us. That's what we ate. Nothing special was ever made for us. Monday, it was soup. Monday, it was soup. Plus soup meat, be it beef or chicken. Tuesday, it was pasta. Oh, yeah, plenty of it, too. With meat and everything. Wednesday, it was cutlets. Veal cutlets. My father wanted good food. Thursday, it was pasta. Friday, grilled cheese sandwiches. My father sometimes had fish. Saturday, it was steak. Sometimes hot dogs. Sunday, it was a big meal. But we ate what was set before us. We ate what was set before us. I love the story of Sister Lorette's mother, a woman of faith who sought the kingdom of God. She had a brood of children. Her husband had died. And Sister Lorette's mother was a woman of faith. She was a woman, I believe, that belonged to the Salvation Army. And she was a woman of faith. And she loved God with all her heart. And she loved the Lord Jesus Christ. Lorette later became a Dominican nun and became a Catholic. But Lorette's mother was a real, real woman of God. Well, one morning she brought all the children down as they all came for breakfast, and there was no food. There was no food. It was the only time in the world, the only time in their life that there was no food. But yet she set all the children down and she said, we're going to thank the Lord for all that he's given us. And the eldest child started to fool around saying, yeah, God's given us a lot. And she gave him a look that would kill him. She said, the Lord has always provided for us and we need to be grateful. And as they were praying, there was a noise at the door. And they went to see who it was. There was nobody there. But there was a loaf of bread that was left in the bushes. Oh, yes. 25 years after Lorette was a nun, I did her Jubilee Mass. I did not know the story of Saint Dominic. But Dominic had a similar situation. He has all the brothers there, and there's no food. And he bows his head and prays. And there was a big mural of the angels coming to feed the Dominicans. And you know what I said at the Mass? Lorette's mother was a Dominican before Lorette was a Catholic. She had the same faith as St. Dominic. The angels came and fed the brothers, and Lorette, her mother, prayed, and a loaf of bread was left in the bushes. I tell you, there's nothing like faith. There is nothing like faith. If then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast in the oven by the sun, how much more will he clothe you of little faith? If God makes these beautiful roses, I got a rose today from St. Rita, a beautiful rose. If God can clothe this rose with such beauty, will he not clothe me too? Will he not give me everything I need, not everything I want? And there's a big difference between needing and wanting. You know? There's a big difference. I have everything I need. And as a matter of fact, I have everything I want. I don't desire big things. What I desire is that God would move by his Holy Spirit in a greater way so that people would be changed like St. Paul and go out to the world and preach the gospel. I don't desire things. Things don't make me happy. And if they do, the happiness lasts just for a little while, for a day or two or a week. You know, every new car, don't you love the smell of a new car? I understand you can even buy that smell and put it in your old car. Listen now. So seek not. So if God so clothes the grass of the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, meaning the sun, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Seek not then what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or what you shall wear. For all these things do the heathens of the world seek after. For your Father knows that you need them. Your Father knows that you need them. The Lord knows we have need of these things. But rather seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good will to give you the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. It is your Father's good will that this unshakable kingdom would be yours, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. That the kingdom comes in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the Father's good will to give us the kingdom. It's the Father's good will to give us the kingdom, and we'll have everything that we need. You might say, but, I understand that makes you a billy goat Christian. And a lot of people don't even understand what that means. The billy goat goes but. It butts with its head. It butts with its head. But, don't be a billy goat Christian. Be a grateful Christian. Be a man of gratitude. Have an attitude of gratitude. What you have is what you have. Then he says, fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide for yourself bags which wax not, a treasure in heaven that fails not, where no thief can approach and neither moth can corrupt. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where is your treasure today? I can't answer that for you. Where is your treasure today? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Where is your treasure today? You have these children. They should be your treasure. Jesus has given them to you. Your treasure is in your kids, not in what you put on them. Your treasure is in your children. Not all the sneakers that they have to wear. This is your treasure. Your treasure is the Lord himself. But he has given you these treasures. You must take care of these treasures. You must take care of these treasures. You must feed them physically and spiritually. Do you know that you are responsible for the spiritual growth of your children? Do you know that you are responsible for the physical growth of your children? Do you know that you are responsible for the emotional growth of your children? Stop thinking about what you don't have and look at what you do have and be grateful. And if you're not grateful, take a ride to the children's hospital. That's all you need to do. Take a lovely ride to the children's hospital and go to floor number 6 or 7 and walk around and see how grateful you are that your children are breathing and laughing and jumping and getting in trouble. See how grateful you are. And go look at the mothers and the fathers that are weeping because their children might be dying. Yeah. Sometimes it takes that kind of a shake-up in our being to be grateful, to look and see what God has given me, and I take it for granted. Do I do that? Yes, I do. I do that. I've told you the story before. I remember when I was in the seminary, you know. I never knew I had legs until I twisted my ankle. I never knew I had legs until I couldn't walk. Yeah, then I realized, my Lord, I've taken these legs for granted. These legs are the legs that have been walking and doing all the things they need to do. And look at now, I can't even move. I've got to use these crutches and I don't even know how to use them. Yeah, if you're not very happy about things, go to the children's hospital and go walk around. Just sit in the lobby. You'll have a whole new attitude when you leave, I'll tell you that. Your children will be like little stars in your house. But they're not perfect. Well, let me tell you about the perfect ones. The perfect ones are all in heaven. They're your children. Take care of them. Bless them. They're your treasure. That's your treasure. Your treasure is in your children. Your treasure is in your children. That's your legacy. That's your legacy. It's true with me too. My treasure is with my children, not physical ones. Not physical ones. That'll always be a hole, but spiritual ones. My treasure is with my children. And to hear some of them last night at our little prayer meeting talk about the things that God is doing makes me so happy that the Lord is using them and blessing them and ministering to them, and they're going out telling others. Let me tell you Scott's story, then I'll finish. We were on our way to wherever we went. Where did we go? Hello. Anyway, we went to New York. Where did we go? Syracuse. I don't know why I can't remember Syracuse. We're on our way to Syracuse, and we were on standby because we didn't buy a ticket because the tickets were too expensive. So I get on the plane, and I'm thinking, you know, poor Scott's left. And I'm thinking, well, I'll have to buy him a ticket tomorrow so he'll be able to fly in. But there was another plane that was going to be leaving in another 2 hours, and Scott said to the Lord, "But Lord, why am I here?" And he sees this young man, you know, halfway down the airport. And the Lord says, "I want you to tell this young man that I live in him, that God lives in him." Scott says, "I'm not going to do that. But if you really want that to happen, bring him to me." So Scott was checking his email and reading things from his brother. And all of a sudden, this guy just plops his suitcase in front of him. And guess who it is? It's that man, young man. And Scott said, "I have something to tell you. The Lord told me about 10 minutes ago to tell you something." And I said, "No, bring them to me. And he says, what's the Lord tell me? That God lives in you. He wants you to know it. He wants you to know that God lives in you, and he wants to be intimate with you. The guy was blown away. Scott got on the next plane and arrived at the house at 12 o'clock. So it all works out, doesn't it? Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, says the Lord. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The mail has been slow, and we still have to pay our bills. So people from St. Louis, please help us. And people from the western part of the state, please help us. And people from Washington, please help us. And Jimmy the roofer is roofing when the weather is good. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. We will be at the Espousal Retreat House on Wednesday, 7:30. Seek first the kingdom of God. Be anxious about nothing. Go look at the birds. Go look at the flowers. And rejoice. Rejoice. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.